My name is Ken Hanuman, and I've been practicing Raja Yoga meditation for over 40 years. In these episodes, I will share the experiences and insights I've gained from meditation and how I've integrated them into my everyday life and all my relationships. Welcome to the Spiritual Relationship Podcast. Through the practice of meditation, we develop the power to let go of disruptive, negative thinking, and the mind becomes quiet and is able to focus better. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. The name of the podcast is The Spiritual Relationship. The topic today is letting go. The power to let go. My name is Ken Hanuman, and I'm your host. We live in a culture of accumulation. More possessions, commitment, more options. The assumption is that having more gives more freedom, more security, and more happiness. But when you look back, maybe after many years of accumulating, you realize there's still something missing. When you live surrounded by excess, it does something to consciousness itself. It changes how the mind functions. So what you could do is look at your own surroundings and look at your home. Look at the schedule, your relationship in the home, check even your relationship at work. And sometimes it's necessary after a while, you know, with the buildup of stress or anxiety, you're feeling more tired or like you're overextended. So it's really important that we simplify. And maybe look at our past also, the things that we still carry, that we still remember and hold on to, that actually occurred many, many years ago, maybe in childhood, maybe 10, 20 years ago. It could be grief. It could be unresolved relationship. It could be some kind of trauma. It could be failures or mistakes that you still remember. And the thing is that you hold on to these things and they keep coming back up into your present, it will definitely affect your ability to overcome challenges and to actually use the present more beneficially. It's really important that we let go of these things because they're not really helping you. And in the moment, at this present time, you are not even able to put everything, your focus, into what you're doing presently. Like say, for instance, old failures. That, if you hold on to that, if you didn't learn from that, you will find that you will always have something holding you back. When you're trying to do something new, when you're maybe trying to, you know, there might be something, an opportunity that comes along and you're not able to make use of it because you're afraid. And that is because you haven't really resolved that issue. The same thing can happen with grief, where we lose a loved one in the past and we tend to feel that that one leaving was a negative event, that you are very unfortunate because of that, and you miss that, or you feel, you might find in your moments of maybe sadness, it comes back up and it drags you down deeper into the grief. All of these things we need to let go of, we need to resolve, because in the present moment, if you're dragged down by past events, you will not be happy. And even when you do feel happy, some, you might be surprised, maybe even you might have this experience where when people are happy, they feel afraid to be happy because they feel like something will go wrong. Like, it's a superstitious belief, but there are people like that. So we could see here how the past and how the things we hold on to, the overthinking, the over-worrying, the, you know, these premonitions we have about the future. These things, if we can move, if we can get past the fear, if we can get past the feeling of not being good enough or maybe not being strong enough, like nothing good will happen to me. If we still get bogged down by that, then we question ourselves so much that we don't trust our decision making, and we tend to depend more and more on other people's views or their opinion. We seek their advice. I mean, it's not really bad to ask for advice from somebody who might be more qualified or more experienced, but at the same time, you need to also be able to make a decision or take opinion from others, but still make your own decision and then stand by that and put all your energy into that. So we could see how the mind needs to be uncluttered. The mind needs to be clear, more quiet. The intellect needs to be empowered. It needs knowledge. It needs experience. Meditation is this internal environment. It's focusing on this internal environment, looking at our thoughts, looking at our feelings, our reaction, looking at the emotional responses. Because by now, or through meditation, you would recognize that when you become emotional or there's negative emotion, like fear and anger and irritation and impatience, feeling of guilt or shame, these emotions are negative and they actually takes away your power, the intellect ability to make decisions. So this is where meditation is so helpful. It helps to clean up that mess. Because when you are in meditation and you can step away from the world, you're able to maybe shut out the past, go beyond the past, don't allow that to come into your meditation. Think of yourself as the soul that inherently has divine qualities of love and peace. It has its own wisdom and power, but it is that power or that resource is actually clouded by these negative emotions. So when you're able to go beyond them, or at least for meditation, not think of them, not allow those thoughts to come up, and you're generating these new thoughts of who you are as a spiritual being, you begin to experience a peace and a quiet inside of you. And that's an amazing experience to have. And then you feel, in the eyes of God, in the Supreme Being, in the Divine, you feel safe and you feel you can open your heart and you can have a divine chit-chat. You can feel that there's a clarity in you that is able to process that information, and you can actually feel peace, love, and happiness. This ability to create happiness and peace and love, and you feel empowered from that, it's a new ability. It's a new way of becoming more independent inside and not dependent on other people or the situation on the outside to change, or not even depending on the past or to relive the past. So now that you're creating a presence that you are in charge of, nobody can take that away from you. You can now bring up these old weighty issues, these difficult situations in the past, the things that cause you pain, sorrow, or hurt, And you can begin to change or reframe that. Let go, forgive. Like say, for instance, with grief. Okay, that loved one did pass on, but it's been years or so on, and you realize it's only causing you to feel depressed and unhappy and alone. You need to change that because you can't bring them back. So what I do and in meditation is to feel that that is a spiritual being that moved on, maybe into another life. And you can now send or have good feelings and good wishes and maybe a good prayer for that being, for that soul, wherever they are. And think of your thoughts. Think of this mental ability to connect with others. Think of it as real. Think of it that you're actually making a difference, that they can actually feel that. The more you do that, it will gradually replace that emptiness inside. It wouldn't happen in one sitting, but you practice it for a while. You'll see after a while that all the pain or the feeling of emptiness, it will go away and it will be filled with love for the person. So the energy changes from you suffering to you being able to give something to that soul. That's one way of overcoming that particular negative event that still keeps coming back into your present. This is a process, and there are many things you can recognize. You just take a inventory of all the things that goes on in your thinking, all the negative thinking or the negative emotions and whatever, and realize they're not you. It's just there like a record in your memory and they're coming up. Don't judge yourself, but tell yourself, I'm not that, I'm different now. This is who I am, a spiritual being, soul. I'm a child of God, but now I can do something about it. I can make changes. I can think differently. Whenever the thought comes up, I have a way of handling it with something more present and more positive. And this is a way to change memory and even dreams. So meditation can really clear up what's happening within our consciousness and allows us to focus more on the present and to bring more energy to what we are actually doing in our life, and also helps us to change in a way that helped others around us. We do have online classes, and in the description we have links to that, and we also have free meditation commentaries that I found very helpful, so you can use that. So with that, thank you for listening. And I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.